This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, a new documentary about how men who were wrongfully convicted cope after they've been released from prison. But first, President Bush is predicting a building boom on the Gulf Coast. The president's upbeat remarks came as he returned to the hurricane-ravaged region yesterday. He was surveying recovery efforts in Mississippi and Louisiana 4 months after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita struck. Here's a little of what the president said.
We've learned some lessons about Katrina. And we're going to analyze every lesson learned. Obviously, the federal response in parts of this devastated area could have been a lot better. We want to know how to make them better. We want to make sure that when there's a catastrophe of any kind, this government at the federal level is capable of dealing with it in conjunction with the state and local governments.
Joining me now is NPR senior correspondent and regular day-to-day contributor Juan Williams. And Juan, is President Bush trying to still repair political damage his administration suffered just after the hurricanes?
Without a doubt, Madeline, what you have to understand is that it's been 3 months since the president has gone down to the New Orleans Gulf Coast area. And he has been hammered. And I might say he's not the only politician getting hammered. Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco's also suffered, I think, really a negative reaction. New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin is under fire. But remember, really, this was seen as a scandal in terms of inadequate federal response, and the president is the one who said that the buck stops here. And in that sense, he still has a problem. People see him as deficient on the domestic side in general, as you just heard in your conversation with Andy Cohut. And I think part of that, again, links into the idea that there was this inadequate federal response. In fact, in the Cohut poll, if you look back at it, still the president's approval ratings are about 38%, 54% disapprove. And you heard in general the notion that Democrats hold a strong or sizable advantage over the GOP in terms of upcoming midterm elections. And I think that plays into it as well.
And we also heard that the number one concern is the war in Iraq. And about half of those polled want the U.S. out of there.
Right. And so what you get is a situation where really what defines the president going forward still is the war in Iraq. But something like Hurricane Katrina on the domestic side is the defining negative. Potentially, remember, what you heard from Andy was the strength of the president is in terms of handling the war on terror, even with dissension about the war in Iraq. The idea is that the war on terror is being handled better in Republican hands.
How hard is it for the president to press on with his domestic agenda when Iraq just soaks up so much time and attention and financial resources?
Well, I think that's obvious. I think that's one of the reasons that he is in this trouble with regard to the domestic agenda and specifically with the response to Hurricane Katrina. If you recall, the president was going to make a series of speeches about Iraq early on. He didn't get to it until December, but he was going to do it back in the fall, and Hurricane Katrina interrupted it, and then, of course, the political fallout weakened him, and then he had to go back to Iraq, and once he went back to the Iraqi issue, it was seen that he was, again, neglecting what was going on with Katrina. And if you recall, in the Congress, you then had all sorts of back and forth led by conservative Republicans who felt that they didn't want to, here I'm quoting one of the Republicans, flood New Orleans with money. The sense was, you know, there's a deficit. Why are we putting all this money in?
And they're also looking at Congress, and there's a fight now for the House Majority Leader now that Tom DeLay has stepped aside. So what's going on there?
Great story there, Madeline. You know, other than the Alito hearings for that Supreme Court nomination, this is the real business and the real fascination of all Congress and all Washington at the moment, because you have an intense race taking place between Congressman Roy Blunt of Missouri and Congressman John Boehner of Ohio. And then you have a third candidate coming into the race at the last moment saying that, you know what, neither of those two is sufficiently distant from Tom DeLay, the man that they are seeking to replace, because of DeLay's problems with Jack Abramoff, connections to Jack Abramoff, the fact that DeLay was indicted in September in Texas. And that third candidate is a Republican Congressman John Shattuck of Arizona. So what you see here is a competition to say, I can be the leader in terms of reform that will get the Republican Party and Republicans in Congress beyond the shadow of all these scandals before the midterm elections in November.
NPR senior correspondent and regular day-to-day contributor Juan Williams, thanks for joining us, Juan.
You're welcome, Madeline.